Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to the Mind Paradox podcast, where we can talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet a higher version of you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mind Paradox podcast. Today I have an episode where I want to sit back and talk to you guys a little bit of what I've been doing this last couple of months. I kind of took some time off for myself, and I just kind of want to share some of the insights that I gathered throughout this time. I want to start with sharing one of my favorite quotes. Actually, it's not really a quote. It's more like a statement. But get what you need to get out of this one. And then from there on, this episode really has been inspired through my own thoughts, my own writings, and spending time with myself. So I hope you enjoy it. Buddha needed seclusion in his search for enlightenment. He had to step away from the world to go off by himself and sit. 5 months of solid hiking, 3 months of being away from social media, a time of self-reflection, solitude, and deep work of self-healing. I did a little traveling, but not the kind that you're thinking. It's a one-way ticket type of travel, and it was raw, very bumpy, and vulnerable. The destination? My heart. Our heart has so many hidden messages, and to hear them, it requires solitude. Inside ourselves. It's difficult to understand who we are and ourselves when we're never by ourselves. I learned that the heart speaks in very still, small voice, and it does not shout. Know that you are in your path to find your own way of how the heart speaks to you. Having that time by myself, away from social media and literally the world, allowed me to disconnect from the physical aspects, so that I could better reconnect with myself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. There were days where I literally left the house without a phone. And honestly, I slowed down, took the phone off the hook, and did not disturb was on 24/7. It became where my phone did not need me, I needed my phone. Now indeed, we are so used to of just looking at our phone for notifications and see who called us, texted us, emailed, liked our photos, or commented, or whatever it is. We're so used and so wrapped to that. And I made the decision to just detach. Took off all notifications, and my phone had needed only me when I needed my phone. You may be wondering, how is this possible? Because it can be. We don't need a reason to be silent. We need silence to be away from reasoning. We need solitude to reflect deeper. Silence and solitude are the luxury for our own clarity. We can access our silence and solitude at any time. We gotta cultivate the art of being with ourselves in order to listen the message that is within our heart. A moment of silence is standing next to a tree and letting the air fill your lungs with deep, deep serenity. Merge yourself into the silence. Let it soak in your lungs. Create such a deep and intense moment that when you're breathing, you can hear your heart and your heart beating as fast or slow and your lungs being fulfilled of pure oxygen. These moments of solitude teach us how to connect with ourselves and maybe connect in a way that we may have never considered. Yes, we have responsibilities, and the key is to recognize that we already have solitude within us. It's listening to our own heart to move us in the direction of self-healing without ever thinking of what's right and what's wrong, but just simply peacefulness. Solitude does not mean you're alone. It means richness of finding ourselves. And we're always going to be in the path of finding who we are, but tapping into the solitude with the meaning that we're not alone, that we're always with ourselves, that's empowering. Vivek Murthy, in his book Together, says, Solitude, paradoxically, protects against loneliness. And loneliness is the subjective feeling that you're lacking the social connections you need. Solitude is the state of being comfortable on your own positive and constructive state of engagement with one itself. Think about the moments of what it's like to engage with yourself. Think about those deep moments of what it looks like and feel like to be connected with yourself. The breakthrough of solitude is that it leads us to our mental freedom towards our human consciousness. By exploring and expanding beyond of what we're capable of doing, we gotta narrow ourselves so that we can learn how to expand beyond our beliefs, values, habits. Kind of seems like a little contradicting. Is it? Think about this. Go within so that you can expand farther. That's right. When are we truly free? Is freedom when you have liberty or when you become liberated? What does this presuppose? Well, it's the conquering of resistance. What will we need to liberate ourselves from? You, your heart, and your unconscious mind knows this answer. This is the time that if you've been resistant to go within, allow yourself to fully emerge into who you are. It may be a scary place. I've been there. That's where I was. That's the reason why I decided to detach. You may want to find another way to detach, and that's totally okay. Build the moments that are quiet and let them speak to you. Let the heart and your mind come together so that they can give you the answer that you're seeking. Know that I may not come right away. That's fine. I'm still searching. It hasn't come. But I know that I'm in rapport to understand that the solitude and that space is for me to grow and develop. Find your expression of freedom. What would you need to do to come closer to yourself? It's not like we're not trying. I know what you're thinking because I've been there. I've asked myself that question. It's not like I'm not doing it. It's not like I'm not trying it. The problem is that we don't know how. We just want everybody else to give us the answer. We want everybody else to give us that awareness. That's why we pick up the green smoothie one more time. That's why we want to read the self-help book again. And that's why we do all of this, because we're searching for the outside answer. It's okay. I've done it. I've been there. I know people that have. We all have done it. I'm still doing it. But the deep connection within you to find the answer, that takes time. And that's building vulnerable. And that's okay. In fact, we have moments of solitudes all the time. We just need to grasp those moments and tune in. You see, we like to think that we don't have time and we're so busy and all of a sudden our mind just start drifting away. This is how it works. This is how our minds just trap us in the idea of like, I'm so busy, I don't have time. Thinking of what to do next, so all of a sudden we're creating an illusion of time. So it produces the behavior of being busy. We start one doing one thing and then we start thinking of another and then another and another. But wait, what happens when the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning, there's no sound, it's just you. What is that? That right there. That's the moment of solitude. Taking a step back, grasp that moment, just whether you're in the bathroom, whether you're cooking, whether you're eating, whatever is the hell that you want to do, those are the moments of solitude. Even when you're in the car, grasp it, feel it, hear it, taste it, smell it. Those moments are the most important because those are the messages that are being sent through our gut, our feelings, our heart, our brain, our mind, whatever is it that you're the conscious, the unconscious. Those are the message. When we buy into those moments of solitude, we have a new neurons firing and wiring with each other. Those are the new habits that we're creating. You're breaking the pattern and building new habits. Freedom and solitude is not another thing to strive for or to achieve or a goal or anything that you're like, I have to get it. It's not. It's a state of mind. You yourself got to find that path. and recognizing that it's your path of wellness and self-healing. Self-healing and your personal development with yourself is not a goal. In fact, it's something that you have honed in. You are your own library to understand what you like and what you don't like. Empowering those moments of, I am here with myself so that I can move forward. Like I said, yes, you can read all the personal development books that you want. Of course, please, by all means. But at the end of the day, the answers that you're seeking are within. I hope you guys like this episode. And if there's something that resonates with you guys or a friend that could resonate with, share it, like it. Also, I want to know you guys' thought about the intro music. I did a little change on our last episode. So let me know what you guys think. I'm totally vibing with the new intro. So I want to know you guys' thought. If you have any questions, DM me or email me at ally.mindparadox@gmail.com.